no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I call this It's All in Your Head. It's all in your head because our lives are lived in our heads. And I wanted to address that because we then get to choose what thoughts are in our heads. Have you ever been to one of those butterfly exhibits? There's one in the Smithsonian in the Natural History Museum, and I've been to that one a few times. And then there's one that makes its rounds in Missouri every year, and I've been to that one as well. And it's really kind of neat. You go in, and that you always go through a couple of doors to make sure very carefully that the butterflies, because they're very delicate, are not trying to get in or out either way. And oftentimes, they'll sometimes even maybe pressurize the room a little bit. Anyway, I often think of our minds, our heads, as kind of like that butterfly exhibit. Now, butterflies is kind of a nice way of putting some of the thoughts that go through our heads. But they're just constantly fluttering all around us, everywhere. And we want to get them to, you know, become still or fly in formation at the very least. And that's what meditation helps you with, by the way. I'm going to keep beating that drum, inviting you to come in and try the Complaint-Free Meditation Program with us for 30 days. See if it doesn't just rock your world. Anyway, what meditation does is it helps relax your mind and also gives it a central focus for a while so that it has a central focus for the rest of the day. One of the things, I've talked a lot about body awareness. I've also been practicing, really working on my mental awareness, and that is what I tell myself about something. When something happens, it's so easy, not easy. What we do is, it's called narrative psychology. It became popular in the 1970s. And it helped us realize that it's not the events in our lives, it's what we tell ourselves about the events, whether they're good or bad or small. You know, that whole idea from Shakespeare, nothing is either good nor bad, but thinking makes it so. We always think. We always add those thoughts. That's one of the reasons I think the Course in Miracles is very beneficial, because what it does is it sort of strips your thoughts down to the very bare minimums. So it is truly all in our heads. It's what we tell ourselves. So my question to you is right now, what are you telling yourself? What are you telling yourself about this day? What are you telling yourself about yourself? What are you telling yourself about children, if applicable? What are you telling yourself about that it's Monday? It's Monday. You know, you break a mug on a Saturday morning and you go, oh, shoot, I broke a mug. You know, you break it on a Monday and you go, oh, Monday. You know, we like to think that we are so sophisticated as human beings, and yet we tend to believe these superstitions and things like that, and they tend to linger in our thoughts. So what are your thoughts? What are you thinking today? What are the narratives that are going on in your head? One of the things that I noticed, and it took me years to notice it, I still catch myself on it, but it usually has to do when I'm super tired, hungry, something like that. There's mitigating circumstances that are messing with my body chemistry and therefore also messing with my mind. But the mind does not like to be bored. That's why the mind resists meditation. That's why meditation is so challenging and yet so important. You'll never feel like meditating. You'll never feel like exercising. And yet those are the most important. I never feel like doing either one. Anyway, so the mind, it's what we tell ourselves when events happen. And the mind always likes to run a story. Wayne Dyer told one, and this is where I want to launch off, and that is that he told a story when he was speaking one time about a man who had borrowed, or loaned rather, his snowblower to a friend. And the friend did not return the snowblower. It was in the garage, and the neighbor, it was his neighbor right next door. And so the man thought to himself, well, I need to pop over there and ask, you know, George for the snowblower. And then he started thinking a bit, and he started thinking, you know, George really should have brought me that snowblower back. And then he thinks, you know, George always borrows my stuff and he never brings my stuff back. And then he tells himself, well, George is so rude. I should have never lent him the snowblower in the first place. And finally, at this point, he's boiling over and he storms over to his neighbor's place. And when he knocks on the door and the neighbor answers, he goes, keep the damn snowblower, and leaves. We work ourselves up into these fits sometimes by these stories we tell ourselves. And one of the things that I found that I used to do and still need to work on is a story or a narrative in uncertain situations where the things are going to work out. Now, our egos don't like that because our egos think that through worry and fear, it is preparing us should things not work out. Well, if that were the case, we would feel worry and fear once about something and that would be the end of it. So what we need to do is to proactively play it out in our minds, because we are going to attract more likely that working out in our minds. I've got a situation right now where I'm waiting on my accountant to get back with me. I emailed her 2 weeks ago today and I haven't heard back from her, and I've also called and stopped by. And, you know, in my mind, my ego wants to show me, you know, because the ego is this dramatic thing, right? It's your fearful self. And so it's like, well, I'll show you. And it just gets upset and it wants to, well, I'm just going to find another. And inside I went, what do I really want? I just want her to get back with me so I can do this one thing I need to do and we're cool and everything's good. And she's always gotten back to me in the first place. And if she's not, I start making excuses for her not doing it that are positive, that actually make me feel good, as opposed to making up a story, because you're going to make up a story either way. That's the point I'm trying to get across to you. You're going to make up a story either way. And so do I make it up that she's being disrespectful of me or whatever? Do I make it about me? No, I choose to just focus on, you know what, there's probably something going on with her and everything's going to happen when it's supposed to happen anyway. And so just chill. Just be relaxed about it. Don't be upset about it. And most importantly, don't schedule fighting matches in your head, you know? Don't use your head as a boxing ring where you go through all of this with other people or with situations and them not working out. Give it some time. Think about it. But think about it with the intent of how you want it to work out. That's why when we do the complaint-free meditation, one of the things I do is every day after we get ourselves into a completely relaxed state and then we're focusing on our a single thought, we then project it forward onto the day. How do we see the rest of the day? How do we see ourselves being throughout the day? Tell ourselves a story, and then we're much more likely to become a character in that story. So what we want to do is tell stories in our heads, which is not neutral again. That's going to happen. Tell stories in our head wherein there's harmony, there's peace, there's understanding, rather than there's conflict, etc., etc., etc. Now, you can say that's naive, all right? I would say to you that more things than you think are going to work out are going to work out in your favor most of the time in your life, okay? And I think that if you made a list of it, you would realize that. So, and also if you make a list of the things that have not worked out for you, that it's still, the thumb is on the scale of the good stuff in almost every case. So why be freaked out? Why tell yourself a story about it not working out and things and bad stuff prevailing when the odds are simply the good stuff's going to? So give that some thought. Ask yourself, focus on your mind, focus on your thinking. If you want to do nothing more than what's called Vipassana meditation, where you close your eyes for about 10 to 20 minutes and just notice your thoughts, just notice them. That's all you do. You just notice them. It's like you're walking into that butterfly exhibit I was talking about, and you just simply notice every butterfly that flies around you. So give that a thought today, all right? What are your thoughts? It's all in your head. So let's go back and take a look at what some of you have said and those of you who have joined. Kathy says, hi from Maryland. Share. Set your points out with purpose and create the canvas of your day. Thank you very much. Patty is always sharing. I appreciate those of you who continue on a daily basis to share this, these jump starts. That's the way we grow. It's the only way we grow, and we are growing. And that's awesome. It is so cool to see new people, new perspectives, friends thanking friends for recommending this. And it's as simple as clicking the share button that you are probably seeing right now. Scott Ware says, good morning all. Gail says, morning. Tamara Robinson says, good morning. Good morning, Tamara. I've known both. Says, good morning. Raleigh is here. Good morning, Raleigh. And Tamara says, I need to hear this today. My thoughts are out of control right now. You know, that happens for all of us. And when that gets to be too bad, that's when I sit down with a journal. That's when I stab my thoughts with a pen. And when I'm able to see them on paper, and more often able to see that I have fewer challenges than I do blessings, it really, really helps me. So Cynthia Bartrew, who is part of our meditation group, joins us every morning. Almost 100% of the people who are part of the group are on there with us every morning. Cynthia says, meditation does help calm the butterflies, slow the fluttering. I like that. As a retired scientist, she says, turned teacher. Very cool. Just an FYI, there's a slight echo in your audio. Might be cool for the meditation session. You know what? I appreciate you telling me that. I was chasing that echo. Someone else was telling me about it. I wonder if it'll allow me to make the change that I wanted to try, because I could not figure out how to get rid of it. Oh, I know what the thing was. So tell me if removing this, are you sure you want to remove noise suppression? I'm going to remove both of these. Thank you for your feedback. I'm also going to remove the compressor. So my voice may have changed just now. Hopefully it did. And I'll keep working on it. Thank you for letting me know, Lynn. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in the meditation. Lynn is also one of my top fans. Replying to Cynthia, we have here, sorry, hit arrow before time. I'm apprehensive about going back to school building today. Some anxiety here on this Monday. Totally understandable. You know what I would say too is that if you and I were talking 6 months ago when you were about to go to school, you'd be feeling some anxiety. I'm not to say this isn't increased. And the challenge about this is that it is shared anxiety. We are sharing it with other people. And the way to reduce our anxiety is to put our focus on the anxiety of other people and to understand that they are going through it as well, and to create a compassionate space for them. Makes us feel better as well. I know you're going to get through it, and I appreciate you sharing that with me. So, we'll meditate on that today. Dominic, sometime I have to tell those negative weasels to shut up. And I ask, what is the real issue that wants attention? You know what? Both are very good practices. I love that. Gail says that it worked. Awesome. So the echo is gone on my voice. Good to know. And hopefully Miroslav is sitting there in Serbia nodding his head going, yes, Will, the echo is off. Now, if I can just get this autofocus thing to shut off. Do you notice how it keeps like changing the way I look? I thought I had it shut off anyway. It worked. Yep, better now. Sounding good, says Michelle Doherty. It's 8:20, everybody. Thank you for sharing this morning time with me and helping me to be inspired myself to get up every morning, because I want to jumpstart your day in a positive way. Be sure and share this with other people, especially if you know somebody who's struggling with what they're going through today with being Monday and a lot of people going back to work. Might be something to help other people feel good. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow morning for those of you who will be with me and in 10 minutes exactly in the complaint-free meditation group. I look forward to having you with me. We are going to meditate. We're going to chill. We're going to connect. We're going to become one with our inner selves. And then Monday won't be a thing at all. All right?
Everybody have a great day. Love you all. Thanks for being part of this. Cynthia says, you're absolutely right. Concentrate on others. Anxiety will disappear. You're right. Yes, echo gone now. And so is Will. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.